gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger. Try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Mexico's next president will be meeting soon with top Trump administration officials, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President-elect Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador scheduled to meet on Friday with President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner. Lopez Obrador is saying the focus of the conversation, which will be held in Mexico City, will include renegotiation of NAFTA and how economic development in Mexico might be able to stop illegal migration to the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate has passed a resolution calling for congressional involvement in decisions on tariffs. Arizona Republican Jeff Flake said that the president's abusing a national security waiver to penalize U.S. allies.
This is an abuse of that authority. That's why Congress needs to speak up today.
The administration has threatened another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese products. This is USA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on my pillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special. Use my code USA, get one free pillow when you buy one at a regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Elon Musk says he will provide funding to fix contaminated water in Flint, Michigan. The Tesla billionaire promising on Twitter that he will fund fixing the water in any house in Flint that has contamination above FDA-approved levels. Flint's water supply was contaminated with lead in 2014 after the city changed its water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River in an effort to save money. A federal court ruling says TSA screeners at airports have virtual immunity from claims of assault and false arrest. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia saying airport screeners cannot be sued because they are not investigative or law enforcement officers. The ruling involving a Florida woman who sued the TSA for false arrest and imprisonment after a security check ended with her being jailed. The judges who ruled in the majority did say they sympathize with the idea that flyers don't have much opportunity to file grievances when they are mistreated. And 10 volunteer firefighters in North Carolina are being charged with arson. Deputies in Robeson County say they arrested the 10 after a year-and-a-half-long investigation into dozens of intentionally set fires in wooded areas and also at abandoned structures. The alleged arsonists, all volunteers at local fire departments, most of them appearing before a judge yesterday, accused of being involved in a two-year conspiracy that involves setting over 90 fires.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and we thank you again for being with us today. Well, folks, this story is a true American classic. This is the story of two generations of the Caffey family starting out with next to nothing, and through hard work, tenacity, and principle-based leadership, they have built the $2 billion family-owned business called Chick-fil-A. We're honored to have Dan Caffey present as our guest today. Dan, welcome to Legends of Success.
Well, thank you, John. It's a delight to be here with you, and you and I have been together before, and delighted to be with you again.
Well, we're so happy that you're with us in studio today. We're very happy. You've had a team deliver us some goodies here. We got to thank our friends Scott Kaiser, Joe Girola, and Russ Jackson, and of course the lovely Sonia Fuller for arranging. I mean, the whole team here are thanking
John,
you.
John, when I walked in, there was a party going on down here. I'm telling you, somebody must have rung the bell because I saw some Chick-fil-A nuggets. I saw some of our fresh fruit, all these different delicious sauces and so forth. And, of course, we had some sweet tea from down south and some of our Chick-fil-A fresh squeezed lemonade. So, look, everybody's having a good time.
Well, you're a fine host, and we thank you.
Our pleasure.
And I also want to congratulate you on the 40th year of Chick-fil-A.
Yes, this is a celebration actually we'll be having here recognizing the 40th year of being in the shopping mall business. Now, you might be aware my dad opened his first restaurant in 1946, but it was 40 years ago that we really launched the growth of our business, which was the opening in Greenbrier Shopping Mall and a closed shopping mall down in southwest Atlanta. I had no idea the mauling of America was about to take place and that would be so profound in our growth. But we had people sitting in the mall, we didn't have enough chairs, and we knew really right at the outset that we were really on something big.
Well, and talk about timing. You know, you look back 60 years, your father started in business 60 years ago, Chick-fil-A in malls 40 years ago. If I'm correct, the stats say you deserve another accolade that this past fiscal year, you passed $2 billion in sales quite handsomely. I believe you passed $2.25 billion. You've got 1,300 locations. Your overall growth is greater than 13%, with the toughest measuring stick being same store sales of 8.5%. I mean, what took 33 years to do, hit $1 billion in sales, you guys doubled from 2000 on.
Well, John, the cows are really excited. I tell you, they are really excited because these cows eat more chicken. The Richards Group out in Dallas, Texas, put this campaign before. So we're out there taking care of these cows, trying to save the cows, and the cows are very excited that there's so many people eating chicken. But you're right, it's absolutely remarkable the kind of sales increases that we see going on. Quite frankly, to be honest with you, we're on double-digit same-store sales, increasing actually well over 10%. Same-store sales increase this year on top of some incredible sales last year. Of course, you know, we rolled out these hand-spun milkshakes this time a year ago, and boy, they've been popular. We've got a vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and the 860-calorie cookies and cream milkshake. So,
and I hear you're using one of our local purveyors, Hershey's Chocolate?
Yeah, absolutely. Hershey's is a very proud label that, in fact, when I take people on kitchen tours, John, I take them back and I show them Kraft mayonnaise, Subi honey, and I always point out Hershey's chocolate because we're very proud of that. There's a lot of cheaper, less expensive, and less quality products that we can have out there, but we proudly serve Hershey's, and we know that whenever we take people on our kitchen tours.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You are in at least 37 states and Washington, D.C., in my last recollection. You're approaching 50,000 coworkers. 1,300-plus locations. You know, when you look at this growth, it's been phenomenal. It's been a pretty
well-measured and calculated growth as far as quality. But what I'd like you to do is take us back to 1946 in hate-filled Georgia and tell us where this all began.
Well, as you know, my dad, at the age of 25, he and his brother Ben sold the car that they had in order to fulfill a vision they had of opening up a little restaurant. They had, this is right after World War II, money was scarce, building materials were scarce, but yet they had a tremendous desire. Dad had grown up in a boarding house and knew something about cooking and hospitality. So they sold the car, got a loan for $6,600, so for a little over $10,000, they bought a little piece of property on Central Avenue in Hateville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. And it was a diner operation. We had a gable roof, had a chimney on one side. It was just more of an aesthetic thing, the chimney. We didn't cook anything in the chimney, but it was just to kind of fit into the residential area that the area was. And we had 8 stools at the counter, had 4 tables with chairs around it, had a cigarette machine on one end and a jukebox machine on the other. And John, recently I've had to start explaining to people what a jukebox machine is. And I tell them it's an MP3 player. It's a stand-up MP3 player.
Sure, kids don't know.
That's exactly right. But that was how we started out. And Dad was behind the counter scrambling eggs and flipping hamburgers. And he was single at the time, and he lived in a little house next door. The lady rented him a room. And he'd jump up like a fireman if he had to in the middle of the night to run over there and help out the customers that had more than they expected. We have gravel driveway, and so he could hear the gravel crunching at night. It was a 24-hour-day business.
What an amazing
business. But
that's
how it started.
And it did start. And I was – now, the one I was at recently in Hateville, you're literally next to the railroad tracks. Is that the original location?
It is the original location.
Yeah.
The original building sat right in front of where you were. But in 1967, we decided to rebuild the building and expand it. Which we did. We had the little 4-foot dwarf door. You and I, we see pretty much eye to eye.
Sure.
We hardly have to bend over to go in that little door.
That's
so
right.
I hope you took advantage of that.
That's right. And, you know, it's an amazing story, folks, when you think about this. Starting out with nearly nothing, scraping together $4,000, Truett Cathy and his brother Ben put this business together. But the luck of timing again, as you were lucky in 67 with malls, they just happened to open a new Ford plant, which was the sign of your success, am I right?
Exactly right. Not only Ford, but also Delta Airlines was going strong. Eastern Airlines was very strong. And the Atlanta Airport and just the whole development of the airport area was a tremendous economic engine for us on the Southeast. So we fed a lot of these employees overnight. We were a 24-hour-day restaurant. And it was out of that little family restaurant that the product Chick-fil-A was developed in the late 60s, early 60s.
Yeah, I understand. And by the way, folks, that lot wasn't the biggest lot in the world. It was a 50 by 150-foot lot. This was no Taj Mahal where they started. But as fate would have it, they sure built a Taj Mahal today. And we're going to talk about more of the founding principles of Truett Cathy and how the next generation continues to carry this business forward. And I want to lead into a little bit for the next segment that in 1961, the Goodville Brothers Poultry gave a product to your father that nobody else wanted, and he was so creative with it. And folks, when you hear this story, you're going to find out that Truett Cathy is a pioneer. But as we said with Steve Forbes when he was on this show just a couple of weeks ago, it's not only the founding generation that is required to build a business, but the ensuing generations can't rest on the laurels of the founders. What did this second generation do? We're going to find out with Dan and his brother Don, who they call Bubba. I love it. And we also have third generations. Both Dan and Don have kids coming into the business now. They're running it. When we get back, we're going to find out all that and more. But most importantly, what did the Good Brothers Poultry offered to Truett Cathy that nobody else had a vision for? Our guest today is Dan Cathy, the president and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A, a $2 billion family-owned business that believes in powerful, principle-based leadership and servant leadership. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
Legends of Success has its own website at legendsofsuccess.com. There you'll find all the information about the show and John's guests. Listen to past shows, see upcoming shows, photos, and how to contact John. It's all there at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-tax retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income, and we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business or organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're really honored to have our friend Dan Cathy, the president and chief operating officer of the $2 billion Chick-fil-A family-owned business. Dan, before we took a break, we're leading in that your father was a visionary from the beginning, because when the Good Brothers Poultry Supply offered him something, he saw something that no one else did. Tell us what happened.
That's right. Well, this is back when airlines were just starting to have flights that were so long that they actually wanted to have food. By the way, some of the listeners may not be aware of that. They actually serve food on airlines at bygone era, but they actually served food on airlines many years ago. But back when that first started, they had these little compartmental trays, and they had some filet breast, deep-bone chicken breast that did not fit this particular compartmental size tray. And so Jim and Hall Good, the two brothers, brought a little sack of these filet breasts over to Dad and asked him, could you do anything with this? And my dad had him growing up in the boarding house. Remember that his mom used to season chicken on Saturday night to be served on Monday, or served on Sunday. And it would marinate into the chicken and not only act as a preservative, but it would add this delicious flavor and so forth. And so Dad started experimenting with it. Of course, we had hamburgers there already, the buns. So he said, why can't we take a piece of this chicken, since it's deboned, and we marinate it, and let's just make a sandwich out of it. We used the pickles that we already had from my hamburgers that were already in our little family restaurant. And voila, that's how this chicken steak sandwich, which it was originally called, came into being in the early 60s.
Yeah, what a story. And you know, here we go, folks. When some people look at a canvas, they see a blank wall. Other people see a vision. What sparked Truett's vision? Truett was searching. Truett was looking to do something better and innovative. And as we're going to find out in this next generation as well, innovation has been the constant attribute of the Cathy family and their co-workers. So he created this sandwich, and I heard he slaved for many months to get it right. But he finally came up with a different name. He branded it the Chick-fil-A. And
registered the name Chicken Steak Sandwich. That was too generic a term. He asked counsel from an attorney, can I register the name Chicken Steak Sandwich? And he was advised that was too generic a term. Mm-hmm. So he said, well, let's just use the name Chick and the filet as in filet mignon, since the filet breast was thought of as the filet mignon of chicken. Right. And they had a little capital A, and he hired an artist in Atlanta for $75, John, that created that little Chick-fil-A C icon that as we recognize today. Mm-hmm. And it has survived at five or six different agencies over the last 40 years. So we still kept that logo, Chick-fil-A.
Keeping it simple is sometimes the most compelling, isn't it?
That's right.
So for roughly 20 years, 16 years, he was just in these one, he had two locations. Now, your dad was not without setbacks in the beginning, and I want the listeners and viewers to know, it's not all peaches and cream.
Yeah, Dad, he tells a story that he grew up in the Depression, not just the Depression, the Deep Depression. So that was a tough childhood. His father was very discouraged, very demoralized by having to move his family out from Eden, Georgia, 50 miles east of Atlanta, had to move to the first federally funded housing project in the nation, the Tequilon Apartments, was not able even then to provide for his family, so his mother had to become the breadwinner for the family. He lost that brother that I mentioned, Ben, was tragically killed 2 years after they opened up that little restaurant and sold the car. He was killed in an airplane crash. We had a fire in the early 60s that burnt our restaurant down. Yeah, a lot of really hard things, yet he kept on coming back. I'm amazed also today he works with a lot of young boys, young men, back in his Sunday school class who many times are very discouraged about some of the stupid stuff they do and decisions. And he had to go to jail to get them out, post-bail, and parents that call him all ends of the night. And even our foster home children, we have 12 foster homes, that even though he has a lot of discouragement and setbacks, he just kind of hangs in there when I think a lot of other people, in fact, maybe even including myself, may have really wanted to give up.
Well, I've always said that each generation has unique attributes that the other generations don't. But maybe that's what makes the succession planning process a successful one. A tribute to the success, actually. And, your father went through a number of setbacks. But what does it take in an entrepreneur like your father? I guess you've never really experienced those types of setbacks in your generation, right? What does it take? What are the attributes that somebody must possess to look at a setback as an opportunity?
Well, Dad says you got to have a lot of want to, a lot of want to. And he was really driven he enjoyed business. He loved to buy and sell. He was, as a child, he used to sell Coca-Cola store to door. He sold the Saturday Evening Post and Atlanta Journal Constitution to people up down the street. He loved to make a deal. He still loves to bargain. We've got a collection of cars in our museum, in our office. And he's not really all that much of a car buff, but he loves to make a good deal. He loves to negotiate. Real estate, he loves to negotiate. He's 86 years old, John, and he's still the same way. He loves to make a good deal.
He doesn't understand the word retirement in his vocabulary.
Oh, no, that's kind of like sabbatical. He doesn't understand that word either. We brought that up about 10 years ago. He said, what? But I think because he's always paced his life, John, he'd rest on Sunday. Mm-hmm. He could take a nap just in a heartbeat. He could kind of get quick naps on the way. He was what I call a real marathon runner. He wasn't a sprint and had to kind of give up. He just kind of kept a good, strong, consistent daily pace. And in addition, he enjoyed his work. He just took great pleasure in our restaurant, seeing people, seeing them accomplish their goals and dreams. And so there's a lot of great, wonderful, positive affirmation along the way. And he just stayed the course.
And another thing, Dan, we talk about principle-based leadership and ethics and values. When you're successful, it's very easy to talk about those things. And starting out, it might be more of a challenge. But I've researched your father. He was like that from day one. Or am I just reading folk?
No, I think you're exactly right. He had good mentors out there that kind of kept him encouraged from time to time. He sought the counsel of other people. Mm-hmm. I think all of us, you know, need to recognize that business, just like life, is just tough enough that we can't do it on our own. We weren't designed to do it on our own. You know, one, I think God wants to help us, encourage us to be the total person God wants us to be. He helps us to set goals. And, you know, he would be the first to tell you, John, that it's more than just, you know, having a great idea or being innovative or being determined and so forth. You know, we really sense along the way that God has just blessed this business. I mean, we close all our restaurants on Sunday. Dad says that's the best business decision that he ever made was being closed on Sunday. And we see today that our food tastes better. I tell people, our food tastes better on Monday because we're closed on Sunday. And we're committed to that. My brother Bubba and my younger sister Trudy, all three of us signed a covenant of agreement that even in the next generation, we're going to continue to be closed on Sunday. We're not going to go public. And we're going to continue to make decisions consistent with the values and principles that we have for the last 60 years.
And I think when we walked in, I was so fortunate to visit your home office, which is just a beautiful campus. It is beautiful. I think on the right side of the door, when you walk in, you have a plaque that states those principles.
Yes, it's our corporate purpose, John. And it very simply says this, that we're here, number one, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that's entrusted to us. And secondly, to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. So business has got to be more than just success. It's got to be about significance. It's about pouring our lives into people. It's about being the betterment of the community and a positive factor in what's going on in people's health and their wellness, environmental issues, and making sure that we exemplify great standards of character and integrity in the way in which we operate.
Well, you hit one of the key words. We've always said from startup and survival to success and significance. And that really completes the picture. And even later in the story, we're going to talk about winship and things you do to give back and help others. What attributes you look in when you hire people. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, folks, we're going to ask Dan Cathy, what were your earliest memories in the business? I know what you used to do. And I know how you started out, and you know it's amazing. He still does some of those same things today that he did when he was 8 years old. Dan Cathy is our guest today on Legends of Success. He is the president and chief operating officer of the second and now going into third generation, $2 billion, close to 50,000 employee, 1,300 location Chick-fil-A, started with a seed of a dream and built into a beautiful empire. I'm John Resnick, and this is Legends of Success. Hi, this is John Resnick from Legends of Success radio program. If you're thinking about going into business for yourself, you may want to consider a franchise to minimize some of the risk. Here's a shot of wisdom from the queen of franchising and buyer of A&M's Pretzels.
If you're looking into a franchise business, you want to make sure that you've done your research on the franchisor, which would Auntie Anne's is the franchisor, the buyer would be the franchisee. So when you're looking for a business, make sure that you have plenty of information about the franchisor, that they are an ethical company, that they've been around for a while, that they have systems in place, and that as you sign the agreement, that you in fact are protected. So there are some risks in franchising, but I think that the plus is that you have a proven product and you have a proven system, so there is less risk with a franchisor that you can trust than there is just going out there and starting your business.
For more about Legends of Success, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wraps up 2 days of NATO meetings with an unscheduled news conference saying a lot of progress has been made, also saying NATO members had agreed to step up defense spending. The president now in Britain to begin a 2-day working visit there with top officials, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Before leaving the NATO meeting, though, the president was also looking ahead to the meeting he'll have on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland.
We want to find out about Syria. We will, of course, ask your favorite question about meddling. I will be asking that question again. But we'll also be talking about other things. We'll be talking about Ukraine.
The Labor Department says the consumer price index is up year over year by 2.9%, the fastest pace in 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. We're so proud to have our friend Dan Cathy, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Chick-fil-A, a restaurant chain. Dan, let's go back. We've been talking about your father and the founding principles and some of the tenacity and innovations. I have a story about you when you're 8 years old and you first got into the business. Tell us about it. What's your earliest memory?
Well, I started going to a little family restaurant. My mom says about 9 months before I was born. My mom was a waitress at the restaurant.
Well, that's a little earlier than I thought.
It's a little earlier. But, you know, my mom says if she wanted to spend any time with her husband, she had to load myself and Bubba and Trudy, my younger brother and sister, into a little Mercury. This is before we had car seats. And so we'd just kind of jump in there and we'd ride up the street. Wasn't more than about 2 miles away from our little original house on Sylvan Road. And while mom and dad were talking, Bubba and Trudy and I were having a blast because we were running around the restaurant and getting into all kind of trouble and things to do. And in order to pacify us, the employees gave us little jobs to do, and filling up the ketchup containers and mustard and that sort of thing. So it was wonderful having little jobs. And I really look at, back on it now as being a real help in building our self-esteem because we really learned how to do, you know, good work.
Sure.
And work that was meaningful. I mean, I was back there, you know, as an 8-, 9-, 10-year-old with a big old butcher knife in my hand. We were ribbing out ribs, you know, taking all the meat out of the ribs that we used in our hamburgers and so forth. I know OSHA and others would have something to say about that today. But we were picking up a lot of things in the parking lot. Dad wouldn't let us walk in the door without having something in our hand. And even today, you know, I pass by a piece of trash, you know, certainly at our restaurant, or if I do, even the competitors or, you know, wherever I might be, I'm just always picking things up. So as we say, you know, business is always picking up, and that's certainly true in the restaurant business.
No question about it. I also understand, maybe I dug some notes you don't know about, that you used to stand there and sing for customers.
Well, I did. My mom was loved to sing, and she actually danced at back in the Shirley Temple's days. That was one of her contemporaries there. But mom would have Bubba and Trudy and I singing. In fact, my grandmother was a seamstress. And inside a photograph in all of our freestanding restaurants is that of a black and white picture of Bubba and I standing there in a green silk dwarf costume, John,
with a
little hat and so forth on there.
Yeah.
And we'd walk up to the table and we'd sing to the customers. And we'd sing little songs and then leave nickels and dimes and sometimes quarters. So we figured that out real quick. So we learned how to be pretty good singers. And I'm still singing to customers today, you know, in a sense. I love being able to make them feel great, make them feel hospitable,
sure.
Create great service memories for them, and it makes the food even taste better.
I can imagine. And we'll get into your grand openings in a little while because that is just ingenious, the marketing strategies that you employ. You capture the hearts and the hunger of children, and naturally the parents follow, but you do it with integrity. But we'll get into that in a moment. You went through high school. You had all kinds of jobs in high school, and you went to college. And so you're working at the business all the way through. But when you got out of college, were you invited to start at the executive suites?
Well, the executive suite consists of about six or seven of us. And we had an opening. We just all jumped an airplane and took off. We left one lady to answer the phones. And I think we had one person that was in the accounting department that didn't go. But we were opening. When I graduated from college in 1975, we were opening about 8 to 10 new restaurants a year. And that was a lot, especially when you had staff of less than 10 people. And so we'd jump in
the you know Delta Airlines, and we'd take off, we'd go to those openings, or we'd go jump in Dad's Chevrolet station wagon, and we'd head up I-85, and we'd open up those restaurants. We might be there for up to 2 weeks at opening, but we didn't have a big staff. I mean, we were it. I was head of purchasing, training, field operations, human resources, marketing, and purchasing. I mean, that's I had all those jobs when I was less than 25 years old. So I learned a lot really fast. And one of the things I learned is I better hire some professionals to do a whole lot more about those things than I did. And so as our restaurants grew, we began to develop a staff to help us.
Well, isn't that one of the keys to success, Dan, is recognizing your strengths and also so important to recognize your weakness and surround yourself with people who are brighter than you
John,
in those other areas.
John, anytime we can bring people on board that are smarter than we are, we've made a good hiring decision. I'd hate to be laid out on a surgeon's table and me to have to tell the doctor what needed to be done. So one of the things that's really worked well, and I have to admire Dad for this, because many entrepreneurs are threatened, you know, by people who may be more competent or stronger than they are in respective areas. Dad had a genuine sense of humility about himself, a genuine sense of, hey, you know, we need help here. Please come help us. We need to bring on professional management and leadership, which we did in the late 70s and early 80s. And I have to tell you, I'm so very proud of that original leadership management team is still on board today.
Yes.
That group has been sitting around the table for 25 years, and we're so very thankful for that kind of stability.
Yeah, that's amazing. I met one of your outstanding executives, Buck McCabe, when I was down visiting.
Our chief financial officer.
What a nice, you know, it's a
27
whole,
years he's been with us.
27 years. You know, that is a sign, you know, when you look at the longevity of coworkers, you know, it's a true sign of leadership. And what would you attribute, if there was one outstanding leadership skill that your father had and he passed to you that you picked up on, what would that one skill be?
Oh, my goodness. As I mentioned, I think, you know, bringing on, competent, you know, people, surrounding yourself with and be willing to listen to them and then give them a lot of space. One of the things I appreciate that my dad modeled for me, he gave me a lot of space. He made it was a big playground that he gave me a lot of latitude. I hope I'm as thoughtful with my sons as my dad was with me, and as patient as he was with me and giving as much latitude. But it helped me make good decisions. Even though I made bad decisions at times, he let me kind of think through it without demeaning me and running me off. And unfortunately, many second generation, third generation, they leave because they're not encouraged to grow and nurture in a supported atmosphere, which was not our case. It was very supportive and working with my dad, and for that I'm very grateful. I think he felt that way also about others that were in our organization. We were willing to, he let us take risk, and we grew and got a lot of insight as a result.
Boy, that sounds great, because that is such a challenge. You know, we discussed this before. I worked with family businesses for over 20 years. One of the greatest challenges of succession is the old man or the mom not letting go, and they're threatened with the younger generation. It sounds like you didn't have that. When we get back from this next break, I'm going to ask you, in 2002, Jimmy Collins has been there for 25, 30 years, and he was about to pass the baton to you in 2002. The question I want to ask you is the same thing I asked Steve Forbes just a few weeks ago. You had some big shoes to fill, some big leadership to fill. Steve Forbes had Malcolm. You've got your father's. I want to know how much of a challenge that is when we get back, because that could be no easy feat. Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with Dan Cathy, president of Chick-fil-A, on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening. or do I make changes? Changes in my own life.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump leaves the NATO summit in Brussels saying he believes the alliance is doing much better than it was before he arrived for those meetings. He says that NATO allies have agreed to step up defense spending.
We will go to much higher than 2% into the future, but right now we're getting people up to 2%, and that'll take place over a fairly short period of time, a short number of years.
A NATO spokesman says member nations had already agreed on spending 2% of GDP before the summit was held. President Trump is now in London, where he'll be meeting with the British Prime Minister. U.S. military officials say North Korea was a no-show at a meeting to discuss the return of remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone when the Korean officials just never showed up. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We told you moments ago that the NATO summit in Brussels is over and President Trump has moved on to London, where he'll meet with the British Prime Minister. He'll be meeting on Monday in Helsinki, Finland, with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And he looked ahead to that meeting as he was leaving the NATO summit earlier.
We'll see what happens. Just a loose meeting. It's not going to be big schedule. I don't think it should take a very long period of time, and we'll see where it leads. But it could lead to productive, something very productive, and maybe it's not.